Thank you. We will hear some of the same things that you've heard before from Thanes and from Susan. We've taken a slightly different approach at Iowa State University in kind of creating an identity. I want to kind of share with you what recruitment things that we're doing and how it fits in with the university purpose or mission and vision. We'll talk a little bit about what we know about our audience on who attends or who is our horticulture graduates and how we invest in both that recruitment and retention. I also want to point out that during the past 3 to 4 years, Iowa State Horticulture has invested or has used a marketing company to really help us in figuring out where we need to go. And one of the cool things that this marketing company did was they kind of created little taglines for us to use in a lot of our promotional materials. So on the bottom in yellow are some of the taglines that they've created. And you'll see some of those in the handout that you've gotten. They're a lot of fun. And the students sometimes think they're corny, but they love using them themselves. So we're a land-grant university, and I'll let you read the mission and the vision for ISU. But in a land-grant university, it's important for us to marry that kind of research, that teaching, and that extension mission so that in everything that we do, we have a focus on all three aspects. And we try and do that with everything we grow. Every green thing we grow, we kind of root it in cardinal and gold. One of the things that we did with working with this marketing company, is called Push, is they told us a lot about our audience and a lot about the students that are coming to us. And that demographic is changing just a little bit. What we have figured out in this is that about 70 or 75% of our students grew up in Iowa. And that may seem like a lot, but 25% outside of the state is a lot for Iowa as well, believe it or not. Iowa has more pigs or hogs than we do people. So anything where we're getting people from outside of the state, we wanted to know why. And one of our advantages is that we have learned that it is cheaper to pay out-of-state tuition and go to Iowa State University than it is for a couple of in-state tuition neighboring states, which has worked out well, really well, for that 25%. One of the other things that you've heard from the others before is that flexibility is really important. So our students, when they come to Iowa State, they like the fact that we still have a horticulture degree or horticulture major, but we have areas of emphasis. So we have 6 different options or emphasis within the hort degree, and that includes edible crops, that includes turf grass, that includes public horticulture, whatever the case may be. In the last decade, we have another major that is associated with horticulture. It's still housed in the horticulture department, and that's called Global Resource Systems. And that's been very popular as well. We have several students who have technical area emphasis in horticulture, but their major is Global Resource Systems. Technically, Global Resource Systems is a college major. It's not always housed in one or the other, but it's been a nice kind of marriage between those two kind of majors that we have. What we found is our students want to make a difference. They want to do something to impact their world, especially those Global Resource Systems majors. They want to gain unique experiences. They try new things. They want to get out there and do different things. And this is a group that really values that quality of life. So we get a lot of students as non-horticulture majors that are taking our classes because they want to grow their own food or have better houseplants, whatever the case may be. They're looking for that brain food that's on the bottom. PCPP is with the Global Resource Systems. We are now certified in a Peace Corps preparation program, which has been a big hit. Some student information. I'll see if I can't create information like Thane next time. But in just the last couple of years, we have maintained steady somewhere between about 120 to 150 students in the Horton major, which is a nice size. I would say about a decade ago, we were at 300 students, so which was a little overwhelming. We can't support that. Our target has always been about 200. We're still not quite there yet. Global resource systems, in just the past decade, they have gone from 10 or a start of a dozen students to about that 130 as well. So they've really grown as well. Most of our students come in as freshmen for the horticulture major. That's somewhere around 15 or 20 a year. Same for GRS. In horticulture, we get a lot of transfers, and usually that's around 10, 15, 20. Believe it or not, that's actually gone down recently because a lot of our community college articulation agreements, they're all still there, but many of our community college graduates are finding jobs instantly and don't necessarily come or continue with a four-year degree. We've also found that we do pretty well at recruiting on campus, especially for that GRS major. There's a lot of undecideds. There's a lot of non-traditional students who are coming back to try different things. And so we can actually supplement those that loss in our transfer students by maybe doing some recruitment on campus. We have kind of three different approaches to recruitment in particular. We have a brochure, and you have one of them. We recognize that these brochures are primarily for parents as much as they are for the students. And you'll notice that in that brochure that I gave you with the different options, there is a link to a career with each and every one of them. So it tells you kind of what, with those options, what you can do with that. On our website, online, and in other materials that we provide to students, we have the full curriculum, the required courses, the optional courses, and four-year plans to prove that this can be done in 4 years if you start to finish. I'll also talk a little bit about our web and social media and some of the face-to-face recruitment that we do as well. With the print information, part of branding our identity, or at least building our identity, is kind of linking it to the identity of Iowa State. Iowa State's tagline or marketing message is choose your adventure. So you'll see that adventure word in everything, everywhere. And on our walls, we have grow your adventure. We have, everything has to do with your adventure as you're kind of going through. So we try and complement or link into that message that's already out there. We've spent a lot of money with PUSH as a marketing campaign in creating a website that is targeted to either undergraduate students, graduate students, or alumni. So we're trying to do all of those different aspects of it. With it, it is changeable. Things change all the time. Our Facebook page, we have a departmental Facebook page. We have two or three club Facebook pages. We have a couple of different Twitter sites, as well as a couple of different Instagram sites that are part of this kind of, or part or aspects of this web page. Many of these Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram sites are student managed. They do a better job of it most of the time. So with some oversight, they do a good job of kind of keeping things current and up to date. This is the website. One of the other things we felt was really important in the website and why we invested a lot of time in it is that we wanted to show where our students have gone, what they've done after graduation. So not only is there a professional video there that you can watch about horticulture from ISU, you can also go into these different options, and you can link and click on those different places on the map to see what our turf grass alumni are doing and have a little story and a picture about them. And we have that for every option. So you kind of have that link to a career or the profession in horticulture. Social media I mentioned before as well. Facebook and Instagram are two that I'm showing here. These vary quite a bit, right? But the Landscape Club, the Hort Club, and the Turf Club, which are all three clubs within the horticulture major, maintain a Facebook page. One of the other advantages that we have that we try to capitalize on as much as possible are our facilities. We have probably the ugliest building on campus on the outside, but we've worked really hard to make it one of the prettiest buildings on the inside, because there's not a whole lot. And we landscape a lot around the outside to cover up the building a little bit. We recently got new greenhouses. We updated our greenhouses. And with that greenhouse update or that building that we had to do, we had to spend a certain percentage of the funds on art. So we've worked really hard in where we placed some of that art and what kind of art we placed. We also have links with, we're fortunate in that we have a garden on campus, Ryman Gardens, where a lot of our students work. We also have the Hort Station, which is a horticulture research farm just north of campus where we have students that work too. So we kind of link all of those things to some of our facilities. I will also mention we still recruit at high schools and community colleges. We do have an advisor or recruiter that goes out. They don't do as many of those recruitment visits anymore, but they still do occasionally visit certain places. And we also have a lot of 4-H and FFA that come to campus, and we do tours of the horticulture facilities as well. This is some of the art that was created. This atrium, which is smaller than this room, has basically the history of horticulture graphically depicted on the walls in wood, and kind of a local artist did this for us. And we even have a fake apple tree, which only horticulture can get away with because it represents the delicious apple that came from Iowa. So we use this a lot in some of our classes. Art walks around campus come visit as well. We have a little scavenger hunt or a little guide that we do with kids. We kind of link everything, or we try to link a lot of things back to this history of horticulture on our walls, which made it kind of nice. And then we also have another advantage that we have a lecture classroom or two classrooms, one auditorium, one smaller classroom, that many other departments use. So psychology, statistics, sociology, a food science class will use these classrooms. So we've done a really good job of using Grow Your Own Adventure and wallpaper-sized pictures of our students doing things outside in the waiting areas of these classrooms. So we've made it look very welcoming and inviting. We also think about retention as part of this as well. So we work with, as part of our recruitment plan, we have learning communities both in horticulture and global resource systems. We have career fairs across campus. We have a horticulture career night that's associated with the agriculture career fair. And we promote the fact that our students, when they leave, 9 out of 10 have a job lined up. With the link with Global Resource Systems, we have students who are going to World Food Prize, and we've really ramped up a lot of our study abroad opportunities so that our students can gain those unique perspectives and experiences. That's part of building our identity. I'm almost done. But when you were talking about branding our identity, it's what the students say about you that really brands it. And this is what some of our students are saying that we see on the senior exit surveys. These are things that we hear from other students as ambassadors who come back or bring students to us. So, and this is my final slide, the implications of recruitment, what we've decided or we've learned is that everything that we say, every class that we teach, every bit of research that we do is an opportunity to engage someone in horticulture. And it's not just the 20-year-old anymore. Everything in extension we do with Master Gardeners are an opportunity for horticulture as well. And that our students are our best and best, always best recruiters. So if they have something good to say, hopefully they share it with others.